Moving on now to the race for Massachusetts' 6th congressional district, which has turned into a bruising fight between Democratic incumbent John Tierney and his Republican challenger, former state senator Richard Tesei. The two will debate tomorrow night, and questions about what Tierney knew about an illegal offshore gambling operation run by his brothers-in-law are bound to come up. But so are charges that Tesei has embraced the conservative Tea Party movement. In a moment, we'll hear from Congressman Tierney. But first, Richard Tesei. Mr. Tesei, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. So let's start with that charge from Congressman Tierney that you're just too conservative to represent the 6th Congressional District and that you're linked to the Tea Party movement. What's your response to that?
You know, it's like another example of John Tierney being dishonest. Yeah, I'm a Bill Weld Republican. I was Bill Weld's campaign chairman in 1990. We worked closely together. And the reason why we got along so well is because we're both pro-choice. We both support gay rights. We both think that it's important for the government to provide social services, and we're both fiscally conservative. And throughout my career, the problem I've always had is that sometimes Republicans get mad at me because I'm willing to cross the aisle for the common good. So for Congressman Tierney to be calling me an extremist in any way, it's laughable.
But Richard, to say, I have to ask, it is true that you are openly gay, and as you mentioned, you're pro-choice, you're a Bill Weld Republican, you support same-sex marriage, basically a big tent Republican, but that is not necessarily the GOP in Washington. I mean, the Republican Party itself has become increasingly conservative, at least on these social issues. So if the 6th District were to send you to Washington, would you be willing to criticize your fellow Republicans in Congress there?
When Governor Romney was here in the state, I voted with him 54% of the time. I voted against him 46% of the time. I've never been afraid to stand up for what I believe in and the principles that I believe in. And I'm not going to agree with the leadership in Congress 100% of the time. And the problem with America on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, is everything has become so partisan. Nobody's putting America first.
Now, you haven't shied away from going after Congressman Tierney about that illegal offshore gambling operation run by his brothers-in-law. But there's no hard evidence linking the congressman to this. And he says that by pursuing this line of criticism, you're just avoiding talking about issues that matter, such as, you know, public policy, taxes.
You know, I think integrity and honesty is an important issue in the campaign. And when it comes to integrity and honesty, Congressman Tierney has failed. And, you know, we're at the point right now where you have three major public watchdog groups, Common Cause, the Center for Responsive Politics, the Sunshine Group, all calling for a congressional investigation because the congressman concealed hundreds of thousands of dollars that went into his household from the gambling operation, did not report it on his financial disclosure forms, which every congressman is required to file, and which you sign under the penalty of perjury.
But the Globe also reported that Patrice Tierney said it was a gift given to her, not actual income.
You know what? It doesn't matter if it's a gift or if it's income. Under the federal law, when you're a congressman, you're supposed to report all of the income coming into your household. I got to tell you, questions of character and integrity cut beyond partisan lines. And I think people are looking at this and saying, you know what, I think we can do a lot better as a congressman. We want a congressman who isn't going to take us for a bunch of fools, who will respect the voters and recognize that he works for them.
Richard, to say, this, of course, is a presidential election year as well. So as a Republican, you're on the same ticket as Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. So, for example, to what extent do you embrace Paul Ryan's vision of the budget? I mean, he wants to turn Medicare into a voucher plan. Is that something that you would support?
I support Medicare. I think it's really important. My mother and my grandmother depend upon Medicare. My sister is disabled. She lives in a group home. She's brain injured. She depends upon Medicaid. I'm not going to let anything happen to either of those two programs. And I do think that you can make a pretty strong argument that right now we do not have one member of the congressional delegation that's part of the majority that's actually in the room when decisions are being made. I'll be there and I'll do what I can and fight hard to protect the program where the rubber really meets the road and that impact a lot of people on a day-to-day basis.
Richard, to say, my final question to you is that a lot of people are looking at the 6th District race because they do see it as one of the races in which a Republican, namely you, could actually unseat an incumbent Democrat. But on the other hand, a recent WBUR poll finds that Congressman Tierney still leads you by about 7 points. I mean, given all the problems that he has had with his family, shouldn't this race be closer? Why do you think you aren't connecting or running neck and neck with him yet?
You know, there was a poll that came out yesterday that had me ahead by double digits. And everywhere I'm going around this district, I'm getting an excellent response. So I just had a teletown hall with 12,000 seniors. I got to tell you, the person who's not connecting with the district is John Tierney, because most people, you know, just do not believe that he's being honest and upfront about things. And, you know, as an elected official, your credibility is pretty much all that you have.
Richard Tessay is a Republican running for the 6th Congressional District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
Now, Congressman John Tierney, who has represented the 6th District for 8 terms. And, Congressman, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
So we just heard from your opponent, Richard Tessay, who continues to call into question, in very blunt terms, what he calls your integrity and your honesty. Case in point, that you should have publicly disclosed more than $200,000 that your wife received from her brother when he was managing an illegal gambling operation. Why didn't you disclose that? Is Tessay right about that?
Well, no, he's not right about that. So not right about any amount on that for the first part, and also not right about the fact things weren't disclosed. You know, we've been very transparent. We've answered all questions. Had a former senior attorney with the IRS, Office of Chief Counsel, former special assistant, U.S. attorney, review them and the returns and concluded that we had filed properly. You know, Mr. Tessay has one angle here. He can't talk about his record at the State House because it's 26 years of unremarkable service, and he can't talk about his allegiance with the Young Guns and Paul Ryan and those people because they want a radical agenda that clearly this district won't take. So he's trying to go after my integrity, which is intact after 20-plus years in business and 16 years in Congress and fighting for the middle class.
Well, let me ask you, because there are questions that have been raised about this $200,000, and not only by your political opponents, but by nonpartisan groups as well, like Common Cause. And they say that that money raises serious questions about whether you complied with the spirit of the law and the ethical obligations of members of Congress.
My response is that they're dealing with hypotheticals that weren't based on fact. And therefore, their opinions are problematical, obviously, but they are. But the persons that have looked at them and know the facts come to an opposite conclusion on that. And we've filed every ethical document they were to file and have never been asked to refile or amend.
Well, there are, you know, another issue about that money. Today's Boston Globe cited tax experts who suggest that at least a portion of the money should have been reported to the IRS.
Well, again, they cite people, academics, who they brought a hypothetical question to, which had incomplete and distorted facts, and then made an unfair report. If you want hypotheticals and you want to move in that direction, that's one thing. If you want to base on the facts, then I think that we're clearly right where we should be.
One other question, Congressman, about what the Globe wrote today. They pressed you to release your tax returns to try to clear a lot of this up, but their reporters were unsuccessful in obtaining them. And they say there's no evidence that you have publicly released your returns. Have you? Will you?
Well, yes, we did tell them they could have the tax returns tomorrow. Today's a Jewish holiday, and our attorney was observing, as is our campaign manager. Apparently, they wouldn't wait for that. But I think the more interesting thing in the Globe article is Richard Tessay's financial disclosure that he's at least $2 million in assets and a net worth between $1.5 million and $5.7 million and paid no federal income taxes for 2 years. Got a state salary, paid no federal income taxes for 2 years.
But doesn't that also show that, I mean, the reason he didn't pay income taxes, he lost a ton of money in the real estate.
47% that he referred to and Mitt Romney referred to. You know, he's the proof of the fact that you can be in a situation where you don't pay taxes, but you shouldn't be included in some offhand dismissive remark about 47% of the people not taking personal responsibility and care for their lives.
But these issues have been dogging you now for more than a couple of years. I remember talking to you about some of this stuff 2 years ago before your last race. Are you worried at all that all this just becomes too much of a distraction for you to make your case about why you should get a 9th term in Congress?
Well, look, you know, there's $3 million being spent by the Young Guns and by the extreme right wing to make that just be the case. So, yes, we'd be concerned that that outside money has come in, even though my opponent had the opportunity to not take in super PAC money. And what makes it a problem is we've got to get back to the issues. I think people are getting it very clearly. I was in front of people today who were mostly complaining about the nastiness of the outside money and the ads that they're running.
Well, you just mentioned, and your ads do the same thing, you tie Richard Tessay to the Tea Party. On the other hand, Richard Tessay, he's openly gay. He's a supporter of same-sex marriage. And as we just heard, he casts himself very much as a Bill Weld Republican, socially moderate, fiscally conservative. I mean, I guess the question is it really fair to brand him as an extremist?
Well, he's branded himself. And when he says that he thinks that the Paul Ryan budget is a good start, it means that he thinks privatizing Medicare and voucherizing it is just a good start. You know, he thinks that cutting $166 billion out of education and higher education is just a good start, and giving millionaires a huge tax cut and then making the middle class pay an additional $2,000 more, I don't think that's where this district wants to go, and I think they know that he would enable that type of situation no matter what he tries to pretend.
Congressman, finally, we asked Richard Tessay about the latest WBUR poll, which shows you with a lead of about 7 points in this race. It also suggests, though, that you're vulnerable, with 22% of likely voters still undecided. So here's my question. You've been in Washington for 8 terms. Why do you think so many people are still on the fence about whether to vote for you again?
Well, I think that you spend $3 million the way they have trashing somebody, whatever, that people are going to take a harder look at it. And I think that when they do, and when we have an opportunity to go out and remind them of the good things we've fought for the middle class, when they think about it and when they see the work that we've done and where we plan to go, then we'll be fine.
Congressman John Tierney represents Massachusetts' 6th Congressional District. He'll be debating Republican Richard Tessay and Libertarian Party candidate Daniel Fishman tomorrow night at North Shore Community College. Congressman Tierney, thanks so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Well, coming up, would you cross the border into Mexico, intentionally infect yourself with a parasite, all just to cure your hay fever? Well, one science writer did just that, and when we come back, we'll find out if it worked. So stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.